This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Crews fighting the largest wildfire in state history say there hasn't been any fire movement for many days. Still, they expect the interior of the Pine Gulch fire to smolder and say smoke may be visible around Grand Junction. It will take something like sustained rain or even snow to fully extinguish the fire, which could take weeks or even months. Wildfires have burned more than 200,000 acres in Colorado over the last month. As sunburn areas start to recover, they may never look the same. A study at the University of Colorado Boulder says that many ponderosa pine and Douglas fir trees will not grow back. That's because of hotter and drier conditions brought on by climate change. Kyle Rodman is the lead researcher on the study.
Particularly small trees, they need a little help to get going, and in places that are hot and dry, they're just not going to do quite as well.
The study also found that forests at higher elevations with lower temperatures and more precipitation will see more tree growth after a fire. Two Colorado sports teams resume their playoff series today. The Colorado Avalanche will play Dallas Stars at 4 p.m. The Avs are down 2-1 in that best-of-7 game series. And at 6:30, the Denver Nuggets must beat the Utah Jazz to stay in the playoffs. The league's recently postponed play in protest of the Wisconsin police shooting of Jacob Blake. Dry and windy weather today, some thunderstorms in the mountains, 90 in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.